You're listening to Vatican Radio.
French Conservative presidential candidate François Fillon has urged supporters not to give up the fight for his presidency despite corruption allegations against him, but apologised for asking his wife to work for him. Fillon spoke to a crowd of thousands in Paris ahead of a widely anticipated television appearance later Sunday. Stéphane Boss reports.
A crowd of thousands, many chanting Fillon President, gathered across from the famed Eiffel Tower in Paris in a show of defiance against those who want François Fillon to give up his candidacy for France's top job. Fillon's wife Penelope arrived with her husband at the rally after keeping a low profile since financial investigators began looking into allegations that she and two of their children had taxpayer-funded jobs they never performed. She was paid around 850,000 euros of public money for work she allegedly never did. Fillon had been a frontrunner for France's two-round April-May presidential election until the investigation began and several allies abandoned him. Speaking at the rally, Fillon said that although the charges were, in his words, unjust, he wanted to apologize. He said it was a mistake to ask his wife to work for him, and secondly, that he had been hesitating on how to tell his supporters about it. Yet he also assailed the conservative allies who have abandoned his campaign and pledged to create jobs and slash public spending to put France back on its feet.
Mes chers compatriotes,
he says, my dear countrymen, they think that I'm standing alone. They want that I stand alone. But are we alone? The crowd shouts no. He thanks who he calls his friends for supporting him in the middle of a storm of criticism and caricatures and offensive remarks, and together at a symbolic location. Counter-protests were also held in France. Fillon's wife urged her husband, however, to stay in the race in her first interview since the scandal broke in January. Unlike the others, I will not abandon him, Penelope Fillon was quoted as saying in the Journal du Dimanche newspaper. I told him to continue to the end. Every day I told him that, she said, but added, he is the one who will decide. If Fillon quits, that would throw France's already exceptional, unpredictable campaign into disarray anew. Many conservatives want Alain Juppé to run in his place for the two-round April-May vote, though their Republicans party has no official plan B. Juppé, who campaigned on a more moderate platform than the tough-on-security pro-free-market Fillon, was runner-up in the conservative primary. For Vatican Radio, I am Stéphane Bos, reporting.